Eating is an emotional experience, which is why managing your weight needs to be a psychological one. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Tuesday, May 1st edition. Hope the 10-game Monday slate was good to everybody, and we have a 14-game Tuesday slate to break it down for you. Some big aces, five guys over 10K to look at, and then some interesting, you can go some stars and scrubs approach here, or take your gambles in the middle. Monday was a quite interesting slate, to say the least. We move on to Tuesday, and we'll kick it off with the weather. Wind blowing out in New York between Atlanta and the Mets at about 11 miles an hour. Blowing in from right field in Tampa Bay, Detroit at about 16 miles an hour. Wind blowing out yet again in Wrigley Field, about 17 miles an hour to left. We got 30 to 40% chances of rain in Minnesota between the Jays and the Twins. White Sox, Cardinals blowing out to right about 15 miles an hour. And Giants, Padres blowing out to center at about 17 miles an hour. Let's look at the totals on tonight's slate. We got quite the mixed set of totals. You got Pirates, Nationals at 7, Braves, Mets 7.5, Royals, Red Sox 8, Brewers, Reds 9.5, Phillies, Marlins 8, Rays, Tigers 8.5, waiting on that Wrigley Field one between the Rockies and the Cubs. Yankees, Astros 8, Jays, Twins 9.5, remember the rain possibility there. White Sox, Cardinals 9, Dodgers, D-backs 7.5, Orioles, Angels 9, A's, Mariners 8.5, Padres, Giants 7.5. So all over the board. Like I said, the pitching, you could go a bunch of different ways. Stars and scrubs, and the totals kind of show it there. You got a handful of, you know, 8.5, 9s, 9.5, and then you got some 7s to 8s that you can target the pitching with. Your team total leaders so far, you got Cardinals, Red Sox, Indians, Twins, Angels, Brewers, Reds, Blue Jays, all 4.5 or more. So definite options to target there, and you got Padres, Braves, Diamondbacks, Royals, Pirates, about 3.5 or less. So definite targets to look at. Let's dive right into it. Let's look at the pitching. Above 10K, you got Scherzer at 12.7, Sale at 12.4, Kershaw at 11.9, Verlander at 11.7, and Noah Syndergaard at 10.8. Obviously, at least obviously to me, you're starting out with Mad Max at 12.7 at home against the Pittsburgh Pirates. You saw Tanner Roark. I tell you guys, he's a very good cash can guy. Nothing flashy last night again. Puts up 18 points. You know, his floor is just so good. Even when he gets beat up, he doesn't get like shelled. So he'll get you 12 to 13 points. He did well, 18 points, and you moved on. You got Mad Max tonight at 12.7, averaging 32 points a game on the season. He's just been pure filth, as expected. He's got 9 or more Ks in 4 straight starts. He's got 9 or more in basically 5 of 6 starts this year. 10 or more in 4 of those 6. So you know what you're getting when you're getting Mad Max. You're getting filth. You're getting distance. He's going to give up a home run or two here and there. That just happens. The Pirates do only strike out 20% of the time. But you're looking at Mad Max and a Pirates team total of 2.7, lowest on the slate. Lefties 284, righties 204. Mad Max definitely in play. They have one of the worst ISOs in baseball. It's right-handed pitching at a .142. So Mad Max is a great choice. I do not need to go too much farther into that at 12.7. Chris Sale at 12.4. Yes, very good option as always. Chris Sale does what he does. He strikes guys out. 8 or more in 3 or 4 starts. But it is a Royals team that doesn't strike out a ton. They're still not a good offense by any means. They do strike out over 25% of the time versus lefties. You saw E-Rod just had horrible control yesterday. That was his biggest problem. If he's not walking guys, he pitches great. So Sale is worth the shot at 12.4. I'd rather pay up for Scherzer at 12.7. But Sale at 12.4 is in play as well. I got Kershaw at Arizona. I think Kershaw's broken. If he throws great, I tip my cap. I walk away. But I'll either pay up or pay down. I will stay away from Kershaw at that price tag because he's just not meeting that price these days. Let me see some consistency at that price tag and those results. Yeah, Justin Verlander. We mentioned Charlie Morton yesterday. It could have been the Sunday night hangover. It could have been a lot of factors. Morton just being really good. The Yankees put out a pretty bad lineup. Aaron Judge got the day off and some others. Still some bombers in the lineup, no doubt about it. But you got a guy like Verlander, 30 or more points. Actually, 31 or more points in three of his last four. Averaging 28 on the season. He's been a strikeout machine. And when we play the Yankees, you got a strikeout rate of over 23%. So a lot to like there. He is a fly ball guy, which is always terrifying. So he will give us a long ball. We break that down all the time with him. It is always in play. But the Yankees, you know, a team as dominant as that, they have the sixth lowest total on the slate at 364. Lefties 300, righties 317 off of Verlander. So he could be a very good GPP, just like I said with Morton last night. And Morton was the best pitcher on the board last night, at least price, high-priced guy especially. But overall, pretty much the best pitcher you had out there. So Verlander could be that guy as well. He could get hit because it's the Yankees. You'd never be shocked if that happened. But I like Verlander at home. At 11-7, it's a very good GPP play to pivot off of the Scherzer lifestyle. The other guys up top, I will be staying away from tonight. You have Syndergaard at 10-8. He's kind of like, he's pitching better than Kershaw, but he's still not getting it like done for me. He's not going deep. He's not consistent. He's facing a Braves team at home this time. He faced two starts ago in Atlanta, six innings, seven hits, three earned a homer, six Ks for 15.3, and that's not going to cut it at 10-8. He's been great. The strikeouts have been there pretty much most of the year, but still not exactly where I want to go. I respect this Atlanta offense, and they can run into a couple and make it interesting for Syndergaard at that price tag. So, honestly, I wouldn't mind an Atlanta bat or two in a if you're multi-entering tournaments. So, pitchers up top, you have Scherzer 1, Verlander 2, Sale 3. That's where I'll be going at the top of the price points there. Mid-tier pitchers. You got one that stands out and looks really interesting. We saw Jake Faria pitch absolutely outstanding yesterday against Detroit, and that's what you can do against the Tigers. Their offense is sneaky. They're one of the top three teams in baseball in exit velocity as a team. They're hitting the ball very, very hard, hard contact team. But they're also a team that struggles in bunches, and they struggled yesterday. They struggled last couple days after a nice run of a week or so where they just dominated baseball. You got Archer, who has not been great. Not at all. 15 points last time out, 18 before that, a minus 7, and then a 21. He's $9,200, which says, you know, this could be a little too steep for our liking. He's given up one homer in every single game this year. Exactly one home run in every single game this year. So that's something to think about. See if that streak keeps coming tonight. If you want to play a, you know, Tiger power bat or two to see if that works. Maybe a stack, because Archer has been bad. But the fact he's priced at $9,200, he's a minus 130 road favorite against the Tigers team. It's very interesting because Archer still has a 28.5% K rate, swinging strike rate of 13.6, ground ball rate about 43, which is very respectable. He's just giving up a lot of loud contact, almost a 40% hard contact rate, which can be a little terrifying. You look at the Tigers, their team totals 408, a little less than halfway in the middle of the pack. Lefties 323, righties 291. They have a little above average WOBA of 317 versus righties and an average ISO of about .170 versus right-handed pitching. So it's a very interesting GPP option. Like cash games, he's too scary, not stable enough for cash games. But GPP-wise, if you're not going up top or you don't want to mix him with a guy up top because you will find value in your batch tonight, he makes for a very interesting option that I think people will see that price tag, see recent performances, and they will go right past Archer. Hey, and by no means do I say this is a lock. If he got booted after the second inning, no one would be surprised. But he's got that upside to really be a five-digit pitcher on a night like tonight against Detroit and on a 14-game slate where, you know, you're not really worried about ownership too much with that many games because it kind of spreads itself out. You could be really, really intrigued with a guy like Chris Archer. Going down, he's kind of by himself there, but we'll add the 7K guys in there before we get to the sixes. You drop down to Kyle Hendricks at $7,800 at home against the Colorado Rockies. Hendricks been very, very good. We mentioned last time he was $6,900, and that was just disrespectful. He went out and got you 20, almost 28 DraftKings points. He's basically got 18 or more in three straight starts. For $7,800, we'll take 18 again, be our Tanner Rourke of the night. Yes, slightly got to be concerned about that wind blowing out, but the good thing about Kyle Hendricks is, A, he did this in Coors where he got you 18 points. He was Colorado, five innings, three earned. He even gave up a home run and six strikeouts, 9-1 ground ball to fly ball. The reason I bring up the ground ball to fly ball is we know Hendricks is a big-time sinker ball pitcher, and if the wind's blowing out and he's getting ground balls, well, the wind doesn't matter. So Hendricks at 78 is very much in play for me tonight because you saw it with last night's win. It didn't affect it like it usually does, and maybe it won't tonight. But if you're not new to baseball, you know how the Wrigley win can affect things big time. So a guy like Hendricks with his ground ball ability at $7,800 is in play now. If his ground ball is missing, he's a BP fastball, and those balls are going to fly a long way. But at $7,800, Hendricks has tremendous upside in the matchup against the Colorado team, which he actually did pretty well against. Got you 18 points last time out. Sean Newcomb, $7,600 at the New York Mets. This is a guy we talk about almost every time out there. He got a big, big strikeout upside. He gave up 4 earned his last time out against Cincinnati. He still got you 15 points because he struck out 7. He's got 7 or more Ks in 3 of his last 4 starts. He's gotten 5 or more Ks in every start this year. He's faced the Mets earlier, 14 DraftKings points in that. Been kind of every now and then he loses control, and that's been a big issue with Newcomb when his walk rate, the walk rate about 12%. But, you know, he's still striking out 25%. His ground balls of 45%, limits the hard contact. And you're facing a Mets team that strikes out 26% of the time versus left-handed pitching. And that's what really stands out to me in this one. The Mets are one of the worst teams in all of baseball against left-handed pitching. Really, really bad versus left-handed pitching. When you look at the Mets team total, 418. Lefties, 358. Righties, 312 versus Newcomb. So he's a reverse splits guy. But you look at the Mets, a 270 WOBA, dreadful. Like I mentioned yesterday, you want to be 300 for average. You know, 320, 330 for really good. And you go up from there. 270 is dreadful. Any... When you're talking ISO, you want to be like at least $150, preferably $170 or higher ISO. If you're, you know, cruising the 190s and above, you're really good. The Mets have a .086 isolated slugging versus left-handed pitching. That is dreadful. They have one home run of the season versus left-handed pitching. One entire home run. They're not good against left-handed pitching. And now they have Yoenis Cespedes not in the lineup. Things are looking really bleak there in New York. So a guy like Newcomb at 76 could be in line for a huge start against a very depleted Mets offense and in a good ballpark to pitch in tonight. Last but not least, in your 7K range, you got Tyson Ross of the San Diego Padres going against the Giants. $7,200 at San Francisco. Ross, you know, a sketchy start at Colorado. I told you not to use him coming off of that near, you know, that no-no bid he had in Arizona where he threw 127 pitches. But now, you know, he still threw 94 in that one. He wasn't horrible. He got just 7 strikeouts. At Coors, you know, you can't, you know, complain too much about that. He kept the ball in the park. And that's one thing about Tyson Ross. He's only given up 2 homers all year, and that was at Houston. Other than that, 5 other starts or 4 other starts with no home runs. He faced the Giants earlier this year, 6 innings, 7 hits, no earned, 5 Ks for 22.1. Now, you know, at $7,200, get me 18, 19 points, we'll be just happy. Facing a Giants team that is striking out more than normal this year, Joe Panik won't be there from the left side as he's out for quite some time. They're striking out over 24% of the time this year, which is very, very big. So Tyson Ross can limit the walks, which has been an issue with him. He's in a great spot tonight against the Giants team with a total below 4 at 3.9, a WOBA of 308, and a bad ISO of 144. So Ross at 72, he might be popular tonight, but a very good option in that respect. So your mid-tier range, you got Kyle Hendricks 1, Tyson Ross 2, Newcomb 3. I got Archer 4, but if you want the ultimate GPP play, he's probably the best GPP play on the board because he's complete boom or bust, and he could break your night, but he could also make it in a big, big way. Let's talk below 7K, and this is where I mentioned you can go stars and scrubs because there are some options you can actually get behind here. Kyle Gibson at 65 will be uber popular because people are finally realizing how good he is as a pitcher after what he did against the Yankees. But, you know, he started out with a couple rough starts, but his last two at New York, at Tampa Bay, have been very, very good. And the strikeout stuff has been there his last two. And that's the stuff we saw at the end of the second half last season. His strikeout rate really, really improved. And once he started doing that, it made his secondary pitches and tertiary pitches look so, so much better. So you got Gibson at 65 versus the Toronto Blue Jays. A Blue Jays team that does strike out at a clip of 24% versus right-handed pitching. You know, he's got that 50% ground ball rate. So there's a lot to like about Gibson, especially if you keep the ball in the ballpark. Toronto can be a sneaky team at times at the dish. A team total of 4.54. Lefties 328, righties 380 versus Gibson. So it's risky, but $6,500, big, big upside. Next guy I'll look at is Andrew Triggs of the Oakland A's, 6K at the Seattle Mariners. Triggs has had one bad start really this year. Pretty much one bad start against the White Sox. Ending a third, 6 earned, minus 13.8. Other than that, last start out at Texas, 23-9. 11-1 at Seattle, 21-2, 19-7. He's given up no more than 2 runs in any other start besides that blow-up against the White Sox. And he has 4 or more Ks in those other 4 starts, 6 or more in 3 of those 4. So he showed really, really good stuff outside of one bad start. That's why the numbers look skewed early in the season. Sample size, very, very small. Got a Seattle team striking out over 20% of the time versus righties. Triggs getting a ground ball at 50.5% of the time. Limits hard contact. So at 6K, this is a guy you can really, really get behind. Seattle's team total is only 4.3. Lefties 343, righties 308. Now, given Seattle's offense was on fire in Cleveland over the weekend, maybe that carries over. Maybe it doesn't. But for $6,000, Triggs is a very, very solid option. And then last but not least, I believe Andrew Suarez making his return to the Giants rotation. Spot starting yet again for $5,400. He made one start earlier this year against Arizona, 5 1/3, 4 earned, no walks, 7 Ks. He got 2 homers. Ground ball and fly ball at 2-1 ratio. Still got you almost 16 points because of the strikeout ability. That's what he's shown in his whole career in the minors, big time strikeout stuff. And that's why I think he's interesting at $5,400, the cold boomer bust punt play. Mike Trout gets $5,800 tonight. You're getting a pitcher at $5,400 facing a San Diego team that strikes out over 26% of the time. So he's definitely a guy to keep on your radar, pitching the 2-1 walk ratio. And the Padres have the fifth lowest total at 3.57. Lefty's 143, righty's 344. So the fifth lowest total on the board, a pitcher at $5,400, big time strikeout upside. So even if he gives up a couple runs, it doesn't destroy you by any means. You may actually with Scherzer, you still get all the bats you want. Just saying. So down below here, I actually got Suarez 1, Triggs 2, Gibson 3. Let's recap your pitching real quick on this slate. Up top, you got Scherzer 1, Verlander 2, Sale 3. In the middle, Hendricks, Tyson Ross, Newcomb, Archer. Down below, Suarez, Triggs, and Kyle Gibson. Now let's get to the bats on this slate. But before we get to the bats, let me talk to you about Draft. Draft.com. You can find them in your app store under Draft. It's a great new way to play fantasy sports. Snake-style draft takes under 5 minutes. One-man, three-man, five-man, ten-man, tons of tournaments, all price points, and you get paid out the next day. If you're new to Draft, you make your first deposit, use promo code SDSports, and you get free entry into a free $3 tournament. They also have NFL best balls rocking and rolling over there. You see a draft, you walk away. It's simple as that. The whole new rookie draft class is located in those player pools, so you can rock and roll in all those respects. So go check it out on the internet at draft.com or on your app store under Draft. Use promo code SDSports when you make your first deposit, and you get entry into a free $3 tournament. Now let's get to the bats on this 14-game slate. And as you can tell with the pitching and the totals we talked about, it's quite a mixed slate where you have some interesting pitching options and then some complete duds. So we're going to have a lot of ways to build. Kind of tweeted about that last night. Lots of ways to go here. And we'll kick it off with, JT Realmuto's on fire. I don't want to pay 42 for Realmuto, but he's been absolutely just crazy. You got the Dodgers versus Coke of Arizona, more of a pitch-to-contact guy. His K's have been up the last couple of times out, but in his career, a big pitch-to-contact guy. So a guy like Yasmani Grandal at 4K. Could be in play. The St. Louis Cardinals will be a very popular topic tonight. They have a 5-2-5 total, currently the highest on the slate, waiting for the Rockies-Cubs totals to come out. Facing big game James, lefty's 388, righty's 352. So a guy like Yadier Molina, who's been crushing it all year at $3,900 after an off day, so he could rest his old legs, could be a very nice play against James Shields. You go down some more, though, and you got guys like Max Stassi at 34. Not really wanting to pay that much for him, but he's in a good matchup versus Montgomery. Sal Perez versus Sale if you want a one-off type power catcher at 3,200. A guy like Matt Wieters coming off the DL swinging a good bat, 3,100 versus Chad Cool. We know when you're targeting Mr. Cool with the 4-3 total for the Nats, lefties 357, righties 333. So a guy like Wieters at 3,100 could be a punt play for you there. The farther down you look, you got guys like Chance Sisko at 2,800 versus Tropiano, especially if he's hitting higher up in the order like he has been of late. Tucker Barnhart at 28, kind of our typical guy we like to target down here. He's consistent. Once in a while, he'll run into one. Bunch of extra base hits, 6 points last night. Not flashy, but gets you that consistent production. So he's more of a cash game, I guess, than a GPP play. But for 28, does come into play. And then farther down, you go like Jose Alfaro against Jarlin Garcia. Garcia's been pitching okay this year, but Alfaro went deep yesterday at 27. He's got that power upside you're looking for. Austin Hedges is day-to-day. If he's in the lineup, he's 2,600 versus Suarez. And he definitely could be worth a look there. If not, look at A.J. Ellis. He'll be super cheap tonight if you want to just completely punt the position. A.J. Ellis, 2,500 versus Suarez. Other than that, take a look at your lineups. Maybe a Bruce Maxwell versus King Felix at 24 could be worth a look. Christian Vasquez at 24 as well. Some punt plays you can look at there. First base, you got Freeman versus Syndergaard. It's kind of a one-off thing at 47 or a mini stack because the Braves offense is legit. So keep that in mind. But Joey Votto, double digit again last night. He's 4,600 versus Chase Anderson. Votto's been just a machine, 9 or more points just all over the place of late. You got the Reds, who have a team total of 474. Lefties 268, righties 303 off Chase. in Great American Small Park, I will go to Votto early and often. Cody Bellinger at 45ers Coke is not a bad look either. You go down a little farther, you got like Brandon Belt swinging a hot bat at 42 versus Tyson Ross. If you think Ross has an off day, he is a very good look there. But like Mitchie Two Bags, Mitch Moreland at 39 versus Junis. Another big game for him last night, 30 DraftKings points. He went 3 for 4, 3 runs, a double, a homer, 2 ribbies. Just having a really, really good year and not talked about nearly enough. A 932 OPS is very solid for a $3,900 bat. CJ Cron, Tampa Bay, $3,900. Another 16 points last night, another home run. He's got 5 homers in his last 10 games. He is just crushing the baseball all over the place. The Rays have a 4-4 total. Lefties 297, righties 336 off Matt Boyd. The Rays as a team have a very, very healthy 355 wOBA versus right-handed pitching, and or left-handed pitching, and a 189 ISO. Both really good stats. Cron at $3,900 in the middle of the order against Boyd is an intriguing play, to say the least. A guy like Matt Olson at $3,700 with that power upside versus King Felix is definitely in play for you tonight. Matt Adams, if he's in the middle of that Washington order at 36, is more of a value play versus Cool you could go to there. But a guy like Jose Martinez, we mentioned, the Cardinals will be targeted early and often versus Big Game James. Lefty's 388, righty's 352. Big Jose Martinez hitting in the middle of that Cardinals order at $3,600 is a very cheap piece of that Cardinals puzzle to pair. The Cardinals are actually pretty cheap overall tonight, so something to keep in mind when you break down your lineups. I think on a farther guy I like as well, if Gibson is off, Justin Smoke, he went deep yesterday, he's $3,400. He's been having an up-and-down year, but when he goes up in a big, big way, and he's been cheap. So $3,400 versus Smoke is a lot of value for a GPP power bat you're looking to target. If Jesus Aguilar cracks the lineup for Homer Bailey at 32, in play for you there. Other than that, like Louis Valbuena at $3,200 versus a guy like Cobb could be a cheapie as well. Second base, you got Altuve at 5K. That's always in play. Ozzy Albies at 45. It's a little steep facing center guard, but I dig it for GPPs. I really do. Yoan Moncada, 44 versus Waka. Waka's a guy I didn't mention pitching. You could use. He's been like more of a cash game consistency play. White Sox bats are very inconsistent. They do strike out a lot. So I don't hate Waka by any means. It's just a guy I never really gravitate towards. If you're looking at the White Sox, their team total is 375. Lefty's 332, righty's 306 versus Waka. So a guy like Moncada at 44, kind of a one-off or a mini-stack could be worth a look for you there. Jed Lowry at 41 versus King Felix, very much in play for you. The A's have a 4-2 total. Lefty's 409, righty's 329 versus Felix, a healthy 342 wOBA for the A's versus right-handed pitching. If you aren't using Triggs, Robbie Cano is one of the hotter hitters in all of baseball. He's only $3,900, uber cheap for you there. Coming off a 21-point performance over the weekend, a 13, a 0, a 10, swinging a good bat, 10 or more in 3 of his last 4. So Triggs, or Cano at 3,900 versus Triggs could be a cheapie for you as well. The farther down you go, like Eduardo Nunez at 36, always an intriguing play. Daniel Robertson at 36 versus Boyd as well. Johnny VR, he's towards the top of the order at 34, I can get behind. Jed Jerko, you usually like versus lefties, but even against Shields, if he's at a good spot in the order at 34, you could put him in a GPP and probably go with it. Hernan Perez, second base outfield at 3K for Milwaukee is another punt-type play. And then Daniel Descalso, you're not going to tonight because Kershaw is on the mound. It's fun to mention him because we mention him all the time as value. Third base, Chris Bryant at 5K is interesting. Eugenio Suarez coming off the DL, and he has been on fire. He's $4,500. 16 more points last night. Since his return from the DL, 16, 14, 0, 20, 0. So it's all or nothing with A. Eugenio. $4,500, middle of the order versus Big Game James. Don't hate it at all. Christian Villanueva of the San Diego Padres, $4,400. All this guy does is crush left-handed pitching. 7 of his 8 home runs this year off of lefties. He's been just destroyed them. We talked about Suarez getting 2 homers in his first start. He will get the strikeouts, but he will feed you the long ball from time to time. So Villanueva at 44 is very nice. If not, Travis Shaw at 43 in Great American Small Park against Homer Bailey is a great choice. Great, great choice. Guys like Rafael Devers and Jaimer Candelario and Alex Bregman at 42, 41, and 4,000 respectively are all nice plays. I'd try to get up to Shaw, but I don't hate those three if you somehow run out of funds in that department. Matt Chapman at 38 is always a GPP option going up against King Felix. Eduardo Escobar, I mentioned him a lot. He's third base shortstop eligible. He's 3,700, went deep again last night. He's averaging 11 points a game in his last 10. He has 16-8-9-9. 16-8-19. We mentioned this before. 0-16-9. It's basically 8 or more in 9 of 10 games. He's very, very consistent. Really good for cash games with upside in GPPs with 3,700. And he's third base shortstop eligible. But farther on you go at the position, you know, I mentioned Daniel Robertson. You know, Hanver Solarte at 36 and Kyle Seager at 35 are two really, really good mid-price guys. Solarte's been feeling it, 13 more points last night. He's got 7 homers on the year, which many would not think about with an 848 OPS. And you got guys like Kyle Seager, who we know just consistently put together quiet games but very productive games. So both in play. A guy like Pedro Alvarez, first base, third base at 34. If you just want to try for that double dong upside, he's always got it there in his matchup as well. Yolmer Sanchez at 3K versus Michael Wacha. Always a nice value play if you need to go to Yolmer. I don't hate it, especially when always check the White Sox lineup when he's towards the top, like batting second between Mancada and Abreu. Much, much more appealing because of a serious option, especially in stacks with Yolmer. Shortstop, Correa, Machado. Bogarts is just crushing it. Another grand slam last night. You know, he's averaging 12.5 points a game. He's hitting 412, an OPS of 1171. He spent some time on the DL since he's returned, 11-7-26. This guy's been crushing baseballs all year. Just the DL, people forget about him. He's in a good matchup versus Jake Junis. Boston has a team total of 515, second on the slate. Lefty's 336, righty's 358 off Junis. So I like Bogies a lot at 37 if you're going that way. Didi at 46. Yeah, Paul DeJong at 44 versus Shields, another good Cardinal to target. In that matchup, one of the more expensive Cardinals to target. You got Marcus Simeon has been on fire at 4K. Anderson Simmons at 39 versus Alex Cobb is a very nice look there as Cobb has just been hot, hot garbage on the year. The farther down you go, you got guys like Addison Russell, 32 is not horrible. Prefer him versus lefty over a righty. But like the last few days, it's a shortstop position you almost have to, you know, pay up for and be a little more comfortable with like 4K or above to get anything worth a lick at that position. Outfield, you got Trout at 58 versus Cobb, which is outstanding. If you can afford him, he's a great play tonight. He was kind of in a funk versus the Yankees. I wouldn't be shocked if Trout has a big night tonight, and Cobb could be that guy. If Mookie Betts is back at 55, he's definitely a play. You got Harper. Hoskins is slumping. He's due to break out at any moment, and his ownership keeps going down, so keep him in mind. Springer at 5K versus Montgomery is intriguing. Love me some Tommy Pham at 49. Keeps getting overlooked night in and night out for the most part. JD Martinez keeps crushing it. He's 4,800 bucks. Another double-digit night last night at 14. He's doing it a lot without the long ball either. 14, 18, 2, 12. His last four games without a long ball. He went deep 5 games ago at 21, but then a 9. Doing really, really well, and he's not relying on the long ball. That's what makes JD such a great hitter at 4,800 bucks. You got Benintendi at 45. Lorenzo Cain at 45, leading off against Homer Bailey. Don't hate that at all. Teoscar Hernandez has shown more power versus righties and lefties this year, so if you aren't using Gibson, you want a one-off or a Toronto stack with, say, Hernandez, Smoke, and Solarte, 4,500 for Teoscar is very intriguing. Christian Yelich at 44 versus Homer Bailey is in play as well. The Grandy man at 43, one-off, not a stack, but a one-off. I can go with Grandy at 43 for home run upside there. Okay, with the Chris Davis at 42, prefer versus lefties, but it's King Felix who's feeding it up. You got Justin Upton at 42 versus Cobb. That's some value there, actually, in that matchup. Farther down, Jock Peterson at 4K. Slowly getting going. He got 12 points last night, 10 the night before, 6, 29. He's starting to get it going. Everyday playing time in the outfield. He's 4K versus Cook. I like him quite a bit at that price tag to have a nice night against this youngster Cook, who's been doing it with smoke and mirrors, and eventually it's going to blow up in his face. David Dahl at 4K versus Hendricks is an intriguing play, same as Nelson Cruz at 4K in their matchups. Farther down you go, like a Scotty Schebler versus Chase Anderson at 39, very solid play. Since returning from the DL, Schebler has been hitting really well, 10 points last night, 10, 7, 16, 18, 3, 12, 0, 25 since coming off the DL. So playing really, really well against a guy like Chase Anderson in that ballpark, in that lineup, 3,900 bucks is a solid play for Shebs. D. Gordon, okay at 39. I don't love it, but I don't hate it. You got guys like Chris Taylor versus Cook at 38. Marcelo Zuna, 38 versus Shields, very much in play at that matchup. The farther down you go, Adam Duvall for a GPP home run upside only at 37. Mentioned Matt Adams at 36 as an option. You know, Adam Jones, Trey Mancini. Yeah, Tropiano is not great, but you got an Orioles team. Where is there? Team total of around 4. Lefty's 369. Righty's 438. So if you are attacking him, you can attack him from both sides. But he's got some reverse splits where righties hit him hard. So you got like Mancini and Adam Jones. Mancini's got the more power upside, but both can be in play for you. You go down farther, you got guys like Markakis at 35 for one-offs. Eddie Rosario at 35 versus Estrada. We do like that. You look at Marco Estrada. One thing I will mention with him, big-time fly ball guy. He's a 30% ground ball guy and a 21% strikeout guy. So he's basically like a 48% fly ball guy. That results in trouble. Lots and lots of trouble. Twins have a 4.96 total. It's tied for third highest on the slate. And he's got reverse splits. Lefties 279, righties 337. I still like guys like Rosario and Kepler at their price tags and that upside at 35 and 34. But lots to like with that Twins team there. You know, farther, if you think Scherzer's going to give one up, you got Dickerson at 34 and Polanco at 34. I'd go see Dick over at Polanco, but either or, dealer's choice. Like Aaron Hicks and Brett Gardner at 34 versus Verlander, GPP only, of course. Jesse Winker leading off for Cincy at 33 is an intriguing option there for you. The farther down you look, Marvin Gonzalez at 32. He does hit lefties really, really well. Lourdes Gurriel at 32 versus Kyle Gibson as a punt play. I can see it. Nicky Delmonico and Luis Garcia, preferably Delmonico. He's batting in the middle of the order at 31 versus Waka as a punt. Cole Calhoun has been ice cold this year, but he's 3,100 versus the likes of Alex Cobb. Cobb could be just the guy you need to get off the schneid. Jose Perella at 31 and Manny Margot at 32 or two Padres versus Suarez. If you need one-offs or mini stacks, Felix Flores just gets bombed. Those are guys you can look at. One of my favorite value plays because he's mispriced because he's just, you know, just getting his feet wet. He's been chairing up AAA at 2 points last night, 8 points his game before. Alex Verdugo of the Los Angeles Dodgers. He's $3,000 versus Cook. This kid could rake, could absolutely rake. So 3K could return some massive value. If people are paying attention, he should be chalk. He should be everywhere. It's like the free square that you take the value, you walk away, and you see what happens. Other than that, we'll check value when lineups come out and see where we go. But as you can tell, lots of ways to go with your lineups on tonight's slate. So recapping the pitching real quick. You got Scherzer up top, Verlander 2, Sale 3. In the middle, Hendricks, Newcomb, Ross, and then Archer. Down below, Suarez, Triggs, and Kyle Gibson. Quick look at your BVP before we wrap things up today. Again, the Texas-Cleveland game isn't on schedule because it starts just too early for DraftKings liking. Pirates-Nationals, not too much here. Starling Marte, 4 for 14, two doubles off Scherzer. Polanco's 1 for 11 with a solo homer. Marte was out yesterday. Hopefully he's back today. Leonis Martin, 3 for 7, double, triple versus Archer. Miggy, 7 for 18, double, two homers. Iglesias, 4 for 17. Castellanos, only hitting 235. Farther down, Votto 3 for 9, two doubles off Chase Anderson. Mesoraco's taking him deep. Manny Pena 4 for 7, two homers off Bailey. Pena's like 2,400. If you want to punt, he went deep on Monday. Super cheap catcher if you want to go there. Ryan Braun hitting 340, 16 for 47, four doubles, four homers. That's a pretty good sample. He's first base outfield eligible, about 4,500 tonight. Asdrubal Cabrera 5 for 12 with a double off Newcomb. Freddie Freeman, 5 for 12, a double, triple, and a homer off Syndergaard. Albies, 1 for 3 with a homer. Mentioned those kind of punt plays. Alcides Escobar, 24 for 70, three doubles and a homer off Chris Sale. Moustakas, 8 for 28, with a double and a homer. Salvi Perez, 17 for 60, three doubles and a homer. So they do have history against Sale, but not like earth-shattering, but still a little bit of damage, more than people would expect. Javi Baez, 3 for 3, with a double and a homer off John Gray. David Dahl, 2 for 3 of the homer off Hendricks. Carlos Gonzalez, 5 for 17, two doubles and a homer. Desmond Arenado, both taking him deep as well. Lomo, 8 for 21, two doubles, one triple, three homers off Marco Estrada. I like that quite a bit. Lomo's below 3K, he's uber cheap, so GPPs, Lomo's a good looking play. Eduardo Escobar, I mentioned him already, 4 for 11, two homers off Estrada. Really like him a lot. Maurer, 6 for 21, two doubles. Kevin PR, 3 for 10, double and a homer off Kyle Gibson. Gurriel, McCann, Correa, all take a Jordan Montgomery deep. Didi Gregorius, 2 for 6, double and a homer off Verlander. Not super big sample, but it's there. Goldie, 11 for 49, two doubles, three homers off Kershaw. That's only a 224 average. As a teammate, a buck 87 off of him. Trout, I liked him already going tonight. This doesn't hurt. 7 for 12, two homers off of Cobb. Pujols, 7 for 12, the double and a triple. Valbuena has taken him deep as well. Nelson Cruz, 3 for 5, two homers off Triggs. Cano, 3 for 5 with a homer. Semien, 10 for 31, four homers off King Felix. I mentioned Semien's been red, red hot. That doesn't hurt either. Four homers, 10 for 31, 323 average off of King Felix. Brandon Belt, 8 for 19, three doubles off Tyson Ross, someone to keep in mind as well. So there you have it, your Tuesday, May 1st edition of Quick Hits in the books. Check us out on Twitter at TheSportsDegens, TheSportsDegens.com. The Always Pressing PGA DFS podcast dropped last night with myself, Jesse, and Bucks, previewing the Wells Fargo Championship. Really good stuff there. Jesse will have his article out, as usual, later today. We'll have OAD picks. Giancarlo will have his picks out. We got the semifinals, Champions League action dropped by Francisco this morning. So lots to like there. You got Bench with Bubba, episode 91 with the Gridiron Scholar. John Lobb joined me to recap the NFL draft with a fantasy football twist. So really check that out. Good stuff there. Recording Around the Bases tonight, episode 62 with Mo. So a lot going on as always. Check us out in the Slack, the Sports DJ Slack chat. That activity is picking up, and I really, really like it. We're making some money over there, so good stuff as always. So check it out. Check me on Twitter, at BDIntrip, with any questions you have. Good luck on your 14-game slate. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, May 1st edition. I'm out.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.